morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Ashna Patel. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Friday, November 1st, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. Family Weekend is next week, starting November 8th. Visiting family, friends, and students can look forward to participating in the Great Game NU Edition, a digital scavenger hunt for families to learn more about campus and compete for a $500 certificate from the Norris Bookstore. There will also be two live shows from the Second City, a comedy and improv group, as well as shows from the Jolly Ringwalds, an 80s rock band. There will also be a family happy hour. These, in addition to Friday and Saturday tickets to an NU volleyball game, will be available in place of the football game that has historically been a feature of family weekends. With Thursday, October 24th as the opening night, third graders from District 65 attended a theater performance at Northwestern University, where they watched the play The Wong Kids in the Secret of the Space Chupacabra Go. The partnership between District 65 and Imagine You, a producer of theater for young audiences at Northwestern, is called the Learn Imagine Through the Theater. The experience includes classroom lessons about the show beforehand and an introductory video narrated by Nolan Robinson, a Northwestern graduate, actor, and producer. Students also receive post-performance goodies. Six NU students have made up the entire cast of the show and have helped nurture creativity and imagination in students while exposing them to diverse experiences and emotions to shape an understanding and empathetic new generation. This weekend, PepsiCo abruptly closed its facility in the Back of the Yards neighborhood in Chicago due to the physical limitations of the over 60-year-old building, leaving 79 workers jobless. The workers are part of the Teamsters Local 727 union, and the union claims that PepsiCo did not abide by the 60-day notice under the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act. Pepsi says that the company plans on paying and providing benefits to the employees for 60 days, while employees are not required to work, and claims that their plan meets the legal requirements. Michael Madigan, the former Speaker of the Illinois House of Representatives, is the longest-serving legislative leader in American history and has been accused of exploiting his role for private benefit in a corruption trial on Monday. He is charged in a 23-count indictment, including racketeering conspiracy, wire fraud, attempted extortion, and using interstate facilities in aid of bribery. He is also accused of helping pass legislation that benefit companies in turn for kickbacks to his supporters. The World Series ended this past Wednesday, and the Los Angeles Dodgers won, defeating the New York Yankees. This is the Dodgers' eighth World Series win, and the last one was in 2020 against the Tampa Bay Rays. Rainstorms this week in Spain have had catastrophic impacts, with flash floods affecting from southern to eastern Spain. In the eastern region of Valencia, there is a confirmed death count of 92 people as of Wednesday. Helicopters are being used to lift people out of their homes, and boats are being used in the flooded streets to evacuate drivers. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Ashna Patel. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next Monday for another edition of The Daily Cat.